Chapter 3. The Fossils Make a Vow. Pauline was sick one day. Nana was out for a walk with Petrova and Posy. Pauline sat in the living room and she watched the clock. Then the door opened and Dr. Jakes looked in. "Why are you sitting there, child?" asked Dr. Jakes. "I'm sick," said Pauline. "Would you like to sit with me?" asked Dr. Jakes. Pauline was happy to go into the doctor's room. She was surprised to see books everywhere.
"You like reading a lot," said Pauline.
"I do. The doctor in my name means teacher."
"I teach people about books," said Dr. Jakes. "Are you away from school today because you are sick?"
"We don't go to school now," said Pauline. "We have no money left from gum."
"Who's gum?" asked Dr. Jakes.
"He's Sylvia's great uncle Matthew," said Pauline. "We girls have no family. Our second name is Fossil."
"It's wonderful to choose your own name," said Dr. Jakes. "Maybe you'll make the name Fossil very important one day. Maybe I'll read your name in history books."
Later, Pauline told Petrova and Posy about her afternoon with Dr. Jakes.
"Could we put our name in history books?" Pauline asked them.
"Yes, let's make a vow to put Fossil in history books," said Petrova.
"We three fossils," Pauline said, "vow to put our names in history books."
"We vow," said Petrova and Posy.
"Let's always make this vow on our birthdays," said Pauline.
"Yes," said Petrova. "It'll make our birthdays very special."
One day, Dr. Jakes and Dr. Smith spoke to Sylvia.
"We would like to teach the children, but we don't want you to pay us any money," said Dr. Jakes.
"No money?" said Sylvia. "Why?"
"We'll enjoy teaching them, and we want to help you," said Dr. Jakes.
Pauline likes reading with Dr. Jakes, and Petrova is good at sums.
"I can give her lessons in those," said Dr. Smith.
"You're very kind. Thank you," said Sylvia.
"Wonderful. We'll start tomorrow," said the doctors. After dinner that evening, Theo Dane spoke to Sylvia.
"I teach at the Children's School of Dancing," she said. "It's Madame Fedolia's school. She's a famous Russian dancer. I spoke to Madame Fedolia about your girls. She'll have them at her school, and you don't have to pay her. The girls can pay her later. From age 12, they can get dancing work and make money."
"They're children. They can't work," said Sylvia.
"Why not?" said Theo. "Posy is a great dancer. Pauline is very pretty, and she can dance too. They have no family to help them with money."
"They have me," said Sylvia.
"Yes, but they could also make their own money," said Theo.
Sylvia asked Nana and the two doctors to come into the room, and she told them about the dancing school.
"Let's try it," Nana said quickly.
"Nana," said Sylvia.
She was very surprised.
"Posy and Pauline are wonderful dancers," said Nana. "Petrova isn't very good at dancing, but she can learn."
"What do you think?" Sylvia asked the doctors.
"You have problems with money," said Dr. Jakes. "Send the children to dancing school, and we'll teach them here too."
Sylvia took the girls to the Children's School of Dancing. Madame Fidolia was in a classroom with 20 little girls in blue dresses.
"You dance with them?"
Madame Fidolia said to the fossils. Pauline looked at Sylvia. Then she started dancing to the music. Petrova did the same, but she danced very badly. Posy danced beautifully.
"You can stop now," said Madame. "You'll start your lessons here on Monday."